Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Gittin Daf Samach Gimel. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a specially marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage and then go to option 2. If you're already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the marked Daf before the Shiur. If you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. Today's shiur begins 4 lines from the bottom of Daf Samach Beis Omid Beis. Take note, 4 lines from the bottom of Samach Beis Omid Beis. Before we begin the actual Gemara, let us glance at the side in the margin where we have a nosei, a topic heading, which reads as follows: Al mi soimei chabal? Upon whom is a husband who is planning to divorce his wife, upon whom is he going to rely? We have a little bracketed section in our introduction, so let's skip it for a moment. We're asking, upon whom does he rely? Adibura didei? Oi adibura dida? Does he rely on the agent's word, or does he rely on the wife's word? Let's go over this again. I understand that that's a bit abstract, but that's the basic thrust of the Gemara. A husband hears an agent reporting his agent identity as either a shliach lehilocho or a shliach lekabola. These are points we discussed in our previous shiur, so by all means, if you're a first-time listener, you should be familiar with our previous shiur to appreciate this. Who does the husband really rely on the shliach, as he represents himself, or on what his wife really said, if there happens to be some discrepancy? Let's read our note again. Al mi soime chabal kishoimed mulo shliach she nishlach lokachas get. Who does the husband rely on when he is confronting an agent who was sent to take a divorce document, a get, for the wife? And the agent actually changes the nature of his shlichus, of his agency, from what the woman actually said. Let's just point out that which we've already mentioned in our previous year. A woman has the capacity of appointing a shliach lekabola, an agent to receive the divorce document on her behalf. In that case, immediately upon receiving the document, the woman is divorced. The husband has the authority to appoint a shliach lehoilocha, an agent for conveyance to carry the get to the woman. In the event that a woman says to some individual, an agent, I want you to bring me the get, in other words, I want you to carry it, to convey the get to me, in order for him to really have that role, so the husband would have to, we'll say, approve of that or assign him to that task. Either way, the woman might have made the agent an actual shliach lekabola, or she requested of the agent to be a shliach lehalacha, of course, with the husband's approving of that. So the question is, you have an agent that is actually changing what the wife said. The husband hears what the agent says, and you'll see in the Gemara how the husband reacts. The question in our sugi is, who is the husband really relying on? Adibura didei? Shel hashliach? Is he relying on what the agent claims? Oy adibura dida? Or the husband is really relying upon what the wife actually said? The Gemara. 4 lines from the bottom of Samach Beis Amid Beis. By all means, take note of the fact that we have a Roman numeral number 1, and you'll see on the top of the Samach Gimel Amid Aleph a Roman numeral number 2. It'll be an opposite presentation of these few lines. That will also be part of a bracketed section, as we'll try to explain. Now the Gemara, Itmar. Hove ligiti. I have to emphasize for the balance of this daf, the style is going to be very repetitive, and it's quite vague who the speaker is or who is being referred to, unless you make reference to that which we've written in between the lines, that will make things much easier. So here you have the woman saying Hove Ligiti. That means the woman herself said Hove Ligiti, means convey the get to me. Who did she speak to? She spoke to an agent, a person that is going to hopefully do this for her. So she's telling some individual, bring the get unto me. The ishticha omra hiskabel ligiti. This is what the agent says. The agent says to the husband, your wife told me to receive on her behalf the get. The who omar, the husband said, upon hearing what the shaliach said to him, he said, heiloch kemosh omra. Take this as in accordance with what she said. What does the husband mean when he says, take this in accordance with what she said? Is the husband saying, so go ahead, you be a shliach laholacha? And the nafkamina there, the practical ramification of that is that the husband could back out until the get actually reaches the wife. Or is the husband accepting what the shliach said at face value, that he is a shliach, the kabbalah, for immediate receipt, i.e. immediate divorce? Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Rav Barav, Omar Rav, afilu higia get liyodo eino megureshes. Even if the divorce document actually gets to her own hands, in other words, this agent carries the get, she will not be divorced. Why not? Shma mino adibura didei kosamech. You see that the husband is relying on what the agent says. The agent presented himself as something that he was not. The agent was a fraud. The agent, in the case we just read, presented himself as a shliach lekabbalah. Well, who makes a shliach lekabbalah? Who appoints an agent of immediate receipt? Only the woman has that power. We discussed the reasons for that in our previous shiur, the issue of ein choven liodem elo b'fonav. We're not going to go over all of that again. Needless to say that if the agent presents himself as a shliach lekabbalah when in fact he did not receive such an appointment, so when the husband said, take this in accordance with what Kamosha Omra, like she said, he was in effect relying on how the agent presented the words of his wife. The Gemara goes on, di adibura dido kosomech, if the husband was really relying on what the wife actually said, mechimoti gita liyoda miha tigrash, when the get reaches her, at least then she should be divorced. And yet Rav Nachman, in the name of Rav, says that even if the get reaches her, she is not divorced. Once again, that shows us that the husband was relying on the words of the shaliach and not relying on what she had said. Had the husband been relying upon what she had said, so the husband would have been making this agent into a shliach laholacha, which was the wife's wish, the wife's desire, and the get would have taken effect when it reaches her. But that's not what Rav ruled. Rav ruled even when it reaches her, it's not a divorce. We see a bracketed section. the starred note on the side says Sogrim Elu Einom Lishen Dilug. The brackets here are not for the, we'll say, the standard use of brackets in Gemara markings, namely for skipping purposes, Ela L'tachem, rather to delineate the boundaries, L'tachem Divrei Rav Ashi Shecholek Rav Nachman. We're going to see in the brackets Rav Ashi presenting his case, which he disagrees with Rav Nachman and his conclusion. He disagrees with that. Achrei Sogrim, after the bracketed section, Yavou Hatkofois Aldinoi Shel Rav Nachman Mimakoros. The Gemara will attack, will question Rav Nachman's teaching the questions will be based on sources. And if you look ahead to Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, you'll notice we have a crown shape. And if you skim down the page there, you'll see several of these. These are questions on Rav Nachman. In the meantime, now that we've laid out the structure of the Gemara, and we're not suggesting the skip approach, we'll read the bracketed section. Omar Rav Ashi, Hochi Hashto. Rav Ashi questions how Rav Nachman came to his conclusions. And Rav Ashi presents an alternative scenario. He says, we continue at the top of Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. Bishlema I Itmar Ibcha. And here we have a Roman numeral 2. If the situation had been different, if the Shaliach had said, we'll say, the opposite of what Rav Nachman had presented, then I could have come to certain conclusions. However, he did not say it this way, but rather the way Rav Nachman presented it. And the reason, says Rav Ashi, why Rav Nachman's presentation results in it not being a get isn't a means of us determining upon whom the husband relies, but rather you have a shliach that basically is telling us he doesn't want to be an agent. So now the Gemara at the top. Bishlama yitmar ibcha. Bishlama means it would have been fine to conclude the question of upon whom does the husband rely had the scenario been the opposite. As follows. Hiskabe ligiti. Here's a case where the woman said to an agent, receive on my behalf the get. That's something a woman can do. She can appoint an agent for that, for receipt, whereby the get will take hold immediately. She'll be immediately divorced upon the agent's receipt. When we say agent's receipt, means the agent is going to receive the get from the husband, and immediately she would be divorced, because the agent is receiving it on her behalf. The agent would, in this opposite scenario, says to the husband, after the woman herself actually had said, be my shliach l'kabbalah. The agent says to the husband, the ishticha amra, havei ligiti. Your wife wants me to convey the get to her. Not to receive it on her behalf, but rather to transport it, to deliver it to her. The hu amar, and the husband would have said, hey loch kemo shamra. Take it as she said. V'yomarav Nachman v'arababar v'omarav kevon shigia get. And upon that, Rav would have said one of two possibilities. That with regard to, once the get reaches her, one possibility. Kevon shiget liyodoi migureshes. Once the get reaches the agent's hand, not the woman's hand, but the agent's hand, she is divorced. If that's how Rav would have ruled in this case, in the case that we just presented, where the woman actually said, be a shliach l'kabbalah, the agent presented himself as a shliach l'hoilacha, and had Rav ruled in such a case that the woman is divorced immediately upon the husband giving it to the agent, Almo adibura dido who the Kosama. That would have shown very clearly that the husband is in reliance upon her actual words, not the way the shliach presented himself. After all, the shliach in this case, in our Roman numeral number 2 case, presented himself as a shliach lehoilacha. If Rav would have said she's divorced immediately, that would have shown clearly that the husband is in reliance upon what the woman actually said, not what the shliach is presenting himself as. Another possibility, inami liyada. Or had Rav said, if you just look at the line just before where we said kivon shigia get, and then we had a colon, if Rav would have ruled that once the get receives liyada, once it reaches her hands, she is divorced, then that would have revealed adibura didei kosomech, that the husband was relying upon the words of the shaliach as he presented himself. However, that's not what Rav Nachman in the name of Rav had said in Roman numeral number 1. What does Rav Ashi say about the Roman numeral number 1 presentation, the way things were presented at Samach Bezum and Bez at the bottom? Elohacha, here, the ruling there was that even if the get reaches her, she is not divorced. That does not show us anything about who the husband is relying on. You want to know why, even if the get reaches her, she's not divorced? Elohacha mishum diakre shliach lishlichusei legamri. Who? The reason there is that you see an agent that is actually uprooting, he is voiding his own agency. The Omar, the shliach in that case had said, now what was the case on Roman numeral number 1? The woman requested him to convey the get to her. That was what she actually had said. He presented himself as a shliach lekabola. What was he saying in effect? Shliach lekabola havino, lehoilocha lo havino. I am willing to be a shliach lekabola, which means basically I'll work as an agent for an instant. Just give it to me and that's it. But I'm not going to be a shliach lehoilocha. If he says I'll be a shliach lekabola, but the wife never appointed him as such. So what's he saying? He's really saying, I don't want to be a shliach. For him to make himself into a shliach lekabola, that's ridiculous. And he's saying, I'm not going to be a shliach leholoch. I don't want to be that. So the husband has no option here of making a guy into an agent against his will. Also quite obvious. So in Roman numeral number 1 says Rav Ashi, you cannot reach conclusions about upon whom a husband relies on her word or on the agent's word, but rather the ruling of Rav there that even when the get reaches her she's not divorced is simply because the shliach is abrogating or he's voiding any agency. He doesn't want to be an agent. That aside, just putting Rav Ashi aside, we have Rav Nachman Omar Rav's ruling. In light of what he said, we're going to now ask a question. Omar Rav Huna Bar Chiya, Toshma. You'll notice Rashi, I refer to this Rashi as a structure Rashi. Rashi, right across Toshma, says, Tiufta l'Rav Nachman. Rashi tells you ahead of time what the Gemara's agenda is. That we're going to, because it's very, very easily, one could very easily misunderstand such a Gemara flow by thinking that, well, we just heard Rav Ashi, and now Rav Huna Bar Chiya is going to be relating to Rav Ashi, a question on Rav Ashi, if you will. But that's not what the Gemara's agenda is. We're asking on Rav Nachman. So Rav Huna Bar Chiya says, Toshma, let's hear the following source. Note, by the way, this is a long question. Ha'imer hiskabel get ze liishti. O holech get ze liishti. Rotso lafsor yafsor. If a husband says, hiskabel, accept this get on for my wife, or bring the get to my wife. If the husband wants to back out, he can back out. Taima derotza. The reason that the back out is because the husband decided to back out. I don't want you going. Ha lo rotza have a get. However, had the husband not decided to back out, and the get would have reached her hands, she would be divorced. Well, how could she be divorced? A husband cannot make a shliach l'kabbalah, and yet at the beginning of this quote, you saw his kabel get elishti. Ela amrinon. So we have to explain. Kavon shenosan einov l'garsha. Once the husband literally placed his eyes upon her to divorce her, which means once the husband decided to divorce her, Meimar Omar, he figured, Tigrish Kolhechi de Migrisha. I want you to be divorced any way that will be effective in getting you to be divorced. So that even though he said his kabel get, he wasn't saying be a shliach l'kabbalah. He was basically saying be an agent that will be effective in getting her to be divorced. Hochonami, so too in the case of Rav Nachman, quoted Rav, why not say, Kevon Shinosan Einov Lagarsha? You see, the husband is interested in divorcing her. Neymar Omar, he is figuring, Tigrish Kol Hechi de Migrisha. Let her be divorced any way that will be effective in getting her divorced. And that's not like Rav. Rav said that even if the get reaches her hand, she's not divorced. So why can't we simply say in that case that Rav Nachman or Rav presented at the bottom of Samach Beis Omid Beis, where the woman had said one thing and the shliach had said something else, the husband is saying, get her to be divorced in any way that it will be effective for her to be divorced. And yet, Rav said, she's not divorced, even when the get reaches her hand. So why not? Hochi hashta. How can you compare the case of Rav to the source we just quoted? Hosam adam yodea shein shlichus l'kabbalah. Everyone knows that a husband cannot make an agent of kabbalah, of receipt. V'gomar v'nosan l'shem halacha. And when the husband gave it to him, okay, he opened up and said, his kabel gets elishi, but when he gave it to the shliach, to the agent, he was giving it with the intent that you're going to be a shliach l'holacha. And therefore, she's divorced. However, hacha, in the case of Rav, toi, the husband made a mistake. There was an issue of who is telling the truth. So, in such a case, you can't say that the husband had clearly decided be divorced any way that's effective, because there the husband was relying on something being told to him. He wasn't initiating things there. You had an agent coming and presenting himself with a prepared statement to the husband. So there you see a difference. If we look at the Rashi, just a couple lines down from here, Avolhocha toy bal, the husband made a mistake. Kosover she yasa also shliach lekabola. The husband, he thought that what the shliach was saying was the truth, that he had been appointed as a shliach lekabola. The soma hadiburei was relying on the agent's words. Velo yahaveni halei elo l'shem kabola. In such a case, the husband's mind was already focused on his being a shliach l'kabbalah. That's because the shliach presented himself in a mistaken fashion, which is, as we said, is different than the case quoted of our mission of Ha'omer Hiskabel Getzel Li'ishti. We continue in the Gemara. Omar Rova, Toshma. Again, note that this is a long question. Ketana she'omra hiskabel li giti eino get ad she'agia get li yoda. A minor who says, receive, and she's speaking to an agent. She's trying to, like, appoint an agent, saying, receive on my behalf my get. So the source says it's not a get until it reaches her hands. We know that a minor does not appoint agent. A minor doesn't have the authority to appoint an agent, to create agency. The Gemara points out, Ki moti gita li yada, niha migrisha. When the get actually reaches her hands, she is divorced. She'll be divorced. V'amai. Why is she going to be divorced? V'ha lav shliach laholocha shavya. She didn't make him into an agent of conveyance. Elo amrinon. Kevon shenosa anenov lagarsha. Rather, we say that since the husband is interested, in fact, in divorcing her, Meimar Omar, the husband is figuring or saying, Tigrash kol heichi de migusha, let her be divorced any way that will be effective in accomplishing that. So that in that case, the husband would have assigned him the agent as a shliach lohoi locha. And therefore, when the get reaches her, she is divorced. So that's what we explain that case. Hachanami, so too in the case of Rav, why not say? Since you have a husband that's interested in divorcing your wife, let her be divorced any way that will be effective. Why did Rav say that even when the get reaches her hand, she's not divorced? Again, the Gemara says, Hochi hashta, how can you compare the case of Rav to the case of the minor appointing an agent? Awesome, in the case of the source we just saw, Kot Ktana Shamra. Adam Yodea Shein Shlichus Lekotan. Everyone knows that a minor cannot appoint an agent. V'gomer v'nosan l'shim holocha didei. And the husband of that minor, he initiated, he appointed the man to be a shliach l'holocha, to be his agent of conveyance. The clear a single-minded decision on the part of the husband. There wasn't anything confusing about it. There wasn't any mistaken representations there. Hachatoi. But in the case that Rav Nachman Marav described, did not involve minors, and the husband heard an agent presenting himself as a shliach l'kabbalah, so he really thought that's what he was. And it turned out that, and then Rav Nachman and Omar Rav ruled that she, even when the get reaches her hand, she's not divorced. That shows us that a man, a husband, relies on the words of the agent. And as we said, simply repeating ourselves, and in that case, the only one who has authority to make a shliach l'kabbalah never did so. Therefore, he's not an agent. But all of that shows us that, according to Rav Nachman, in the name of Rav, that a husband relies on the words of the agent. Toshma. Here we have another Tanaic source, and the style of this source is similar to what we've already seen with Rav Nachman and Marav. The issue of who is the speaker. At each point, we have to identify the speaker. We've written in between the lines who is speaking. So, the source says, Have li giti. This is a woman said to an agent, bring me the get. And then the shliach says to the husband, V'ishtecha amra hiskabe li giti. That's one case. Another case. Hiskabe li giti. A woman said to an agent, be my shliach l'kabbalah. And then the agent says to the husband, V'ishtecha amra Have li giti. And the shliach presents himself to the husband as saying, you know, your wife wants me to be a shliach l'holocha. Of course, if you appoint me as such, that'll be it. V'hu Omar. And the husband responded. We have a couple of responses here. We've underlined key words. The husband says, Hoylech v'tein la. Zechi la. Fiskabel law. Rotzo lachzor yachzor. And it seems that in any of these cases, if he wants to back out, he can back out. Mishigia get liyoda migureshes. Once the get reaches her hands, she is divorced. We're going to look at Rashi to serve as an introduction to what the Gemara continues to say. There's a star in the Rashi, fourth wide line under the Gemara, in the middle of the line, Utyufta de Rav Nachman mi Kabbalah a Kabbalah. De Kotoni Havei Ligiti. We saw in the source, the woman had said, this was in the first example, the woman said, bring me my get, be the shliach leholocha. And the agent presented himself to the Baal saying, Vishtachomra hiskabel. Vehu omer hiskabel. We saw that as one of the words that the husband said. We had underlined that in the source. De behedya yahweh nihalei betoras kabbalah. There the husband explicitly said that I'm giving this to you as a shliach lekabbalah. Ubaalav barhochi hu. A husband can't appoint him as a shliach lekabbalah. And v'ihi nami lo shavisei. She did not make him a shliach lekabbalah in that case. V'kotoni dahave miyos shliach lehoilocha. And the source says that, you know, when the get gets to her hands, she's divorced. That indicates that this agent actually functions as a shliach lehoilocha. How does he function as a shliach lehoilocha? If he presented himself as a shliach lekabbalah, how does he work as a shliach lehoilocha? So what's the explanation? The gevon shenosan einav legasha. Oh, because once the husband decides to divorce her, he's basically saying divorce her in any way which will be effective in getting her to be divorced. Kinnaliyah, like we said before. So we're emphasizing this expression, the kevon shenosan einav legasha, etc. And that, we'll say that approach to things is not like Rav Nachman Omar Rav. The Kol Shekein, Rashi goes on to say, Heichad Yomar Lo, where the husband had said, Heiloch Kema Sheomra, Deika Lememar, Lav Adiburei Somach. If he said, take this as she said, there's room to think that the husband's not really relying on what the agent said. Ela b'dayta tola. Rather, he's depending on what the woman actually said. V'shavya nami shliach lelocha. And there, he would be making the agent, in fact, into a shliach lelocha, which is what the woman really wanted. She said, avei ligiti. So, we go back to the Gemara. And here the Gemara is quite. We read the Rashi to introduce this. This is a rather terse Gemara. It says, "My lav, kabbalah a kabbalah, v'haylocha a haylocha." Namely, when the Baal said his kabbalah, we underlined that word just above in the Tanaic source. That the husband's reference to his kabbal was a response to the case where the shliach said, I will be a shliach lekabbalah. That was in the Aleph case. You could see the first line of the Tanaic source we just read. And the holocha holocha. And the underlined word where the husband said, holech, that is a reference to the base, the second case, where the shliach presented himself as a shliach leholocha. And as we saw in the Rashi, if you assume this, we have a husband saying hiskabel, and that as a response to a shliach that claimed he's a shliach kabbalah when in fact he was not. And nevertheless, when the get reaches her hand, she's divorced. How can that be? So it must be because of the principle that once a husband decides to divorce her, he's really saying, let her be divorced any way which will make her divorced. Well, that's not what Rav Nachman's approach was, and hence the question. And now the answer. Loi. Making this assumption that Kabbalah, Kabbalah, Elocha, Elocha, is something we cannot do. Rather, Kabbalah. The Kabbalah means where the husband had said his Skabel law, Ahalacha. That's a reference to the case Beis, where the Shliach presented himself as a Shliach Lahalacha. V'halacha Akabbalah. And when the husband said Holech V'tein law, that is a response to the case where the Shliach had presented himself as a Shliach L'Kabbalah. Well, E Kabbalah Aholacha, if that's really what the source is saying, namely, that when the husband said Holech, and the Shliach had initially presented himself as I'm a Shliach L'Kabbalah. If that be the case, Mechimota Gita Liyodei Le'alter Lehevei Gita. When the get reaches the agent's hands, an agent who had presented himself as being a Shliach L'Kabbalah, so let the woman be divorced immediately. Why does the source say that the husband still can back out? So it must be that the husband isn't really relying on what the agent said. So Shamas Mina, should we not be able to conclude from here Da Dibura Didei Kosomich, that the husband is relying on what the agent said? What happened over here? The agent had made himself into a Shliach L'Kabbalah. But he can't do that. If you're going to tell me that Kabbalah Ahilacha, the husband's word of Hiskabel law, was a reaction to the Shliach saying, I'm a Shliach L'Hoylocha, when in fact the woman had made him into a Shliach L'Kabbalah. Why is it that we don't say that as soon as the agent receives it, the woman is divorced? Why does it say that the husband can still back out? So doesn't this show us that the husband is not relying on her word, but rather is relying on the Shaliach? Let's take a look at the Rashi. Let us now look at Rashi on the ninth wide line under the Gemara text. Hochi Garsinon, Shma Mino De Adibura Didei, should we not be able to conclude, once having said in the Gemara that Kabbalah Aholocha, that the husband's reaction, or the husband's expression of his Kabbalah, is a response to the Shliach saying, I am a Shliach L'Holocha, shall we not conclude? Let's now continue with the Rashi. The Shliach, the Adibura Didei De Shliach Somich, that he, the husband, is really relying on the Shliach's word. Klomar Tifshot. Let us conclude Midiktoni from the fact that the source says Yachzor, that there is a chance for the husband to back out. The Adibura Didei Somich, that the husband is really relying on how the Shliach, how the agent presents himself. The Iu Omarle, the Shliach himself said, Ishtecha Omra Haveli, your wife said to convey the get, to transport it to her. The Ha Hemne, and the husband believed him. Viskabel de Komar Le, the term Hiskabel that the husband used, really is Hiskabel the Holech Komar. Take it and bring it. Tochinam Yukimno Liel, and this is what we said before. Rashi explained this earlier. Regarding what Rav Ashi had said in referring to Rav Nachman's case, and Rashi now reviews that piece of Gemara. The E Itmar de Rav Nachman Ibcha. This is a reference to the top line of the Gemara. Had Rav Nachman presented the case as his kabeli giti, where the woman said, "Receive the get on my behalf." The ishtecha omra havei, and the shliach says that your wife told me to convey the get. Vhu omar heiloch kemosh omra, and the husband says, "Bring it like she says." The omar Rav Nachman, and had Rav Nachman ruled on that case, mishiagia get liyoda migureshes. When the get reaches her, she is in fact divorced. We would have been able to conclude the adibura de shliach samech. So why should we not be able to conclude that? That, of course, was the issue that was at the beginning of today's shir, at the beginning of the sukkah. So now let's turn back to the Gemara. Hochi hashta. How can you compare the case in the source we just had with the topic that Rav Nachman introduced? Hosam ko'omar le, there he said, hey loch kemo sha'omra, bring it like she said. Hocha, here, mi ko'omar le, hey loch kemo sha'omra. So now let's go over this in the Rashi, where we left off. Hachi hashta, hosam ko'omar le, hey loch kemo sha'omra. That which we said earlier, again a reference to the top line of the Gemara, the Itmar Rav Nachman Ibcha. Had Rav Nachman said it the opposite way from the way he originally said it, Kiha Dehacha, where the woman said in reality his Kabbali Giti, and the Shliach said V'ishtecha Omra Hove Li Giti, and the husband reacted V'hu Omar Hey Loch Kemosh Omra. And had Rav Nachman ruled on that case that when the get reaches her, she'd be divorced, we would have been able to conclude that adibura diday somech. There the husband said, bring it like she said. And since Rav Nachman would have ruled that she's not divorced upon she's not immediately divorced upon the receipt of the agent. Dehai iko lemifshat mino ba'ayon dehasocher. Had that been the case, we would have been able to conclude the question raised in Maseches Bava Metzia, Perek Hasocher. Di ba'alon b'chi hai gavno dehai kemosh omra dekomar. In a case where the husband says, like she said. Hochi ko'omar lo. Thusly, he is saying, Mehemnisli, the hochi ko'omra, you are believed unto me that that's what she really said. Ubeteres halacha, yavi nihale. However, hocha, in this Tanaic source, the ko'omarle zechi, the hiskabel, the source that we just most recently read, the husband did not say, hey loch kemosh omra. He said either zechi lo or hiskabel lo. Mi, Rashi goes on, mi ko'omar le heiloch kemosh omra, did he say that, did tifshot bayon da socher mino, that would have enabled us to conclude the question that was raised in Bava Metzia? Ha de kotoni hocha yachzor, in the Tanaic source that we read most recently, where it said if the husband wants to back out, he can back out, mishum de kevan di omar le shliach, since the shliach said, your wife made me a shliach for conveyance. The ihu omale his kabel, and the husband said that word his kabel. Everyone knows that a husband doesn't make a shliach lekabola. And the husband clearly said convey the get. Avol I omar lo hey loch kemosh shomra, without. Let's say using a giveaway word like hiskabel, but he would have said hey loch kemosh shomra. Oh, eimo loch. I would tell you then, based on the Tanaic source, da dibura di da somich, that the husband might in fact have been relying on her word, the lohem ne, and didn't believe the shaliach ubedai tola, and in her mindset. The husband was operating. And had he wanted to back out, namely the husband, had he wanted to back out after the woman had said, I want you, the agent, to be a shliach l'kabbalah, and the husband says, Heloch kamo shamra, he might have actually been relying on her word that the immediate receipt of the agent would be the divorce, no room for back out. The Travayu Shliach LeKabbalah Shavinu, both of them, namely the wife and the husband, were agreeing to the agent's status as a Shliach LeKabbalah. So as we go back to the Gemara and we read that last line again, Hachi Hashta, Hossam Ka'omar Le, in the Hossam, in the case of Rav Nachman, you saw Heloch Kamo Shamra. And as we said, had Rav Nachman ruled everything we said above, so we would have come to certain conclusions. But Hacha, in this source, Mikomer Le Heloch Kamo Shamra. That expression didn't appear. What did appear, now we're just reviewing what we saw in the Rashi, what we see in this source is where the husband said Hiskabela, and as we said, well, that's a clear giveaway that the husband is making him into a shliach laholacha, and it's not a function of the husband relying on what this one says or that one says. So as far as trying to conclude the original question of the Gemara from this source, that we cannot do. As you can see, we have a slash mark indicating that we're now going to continue with a new trend of thought. We have a little star, a starred note in the margin, which reads, Ha'ora, we want to make a point. Ad kan gemara hevia dugmois shebehen ha'shliach shino mima she'omro ha'isha. Up till now, we've seen examples of where the shaliach, the agent, represents himself differently than what the woman had actually said. Avomikan ulahabo, from this point on, you dugmois shashliach omer dvorov kemo hoisha. The agent will be presenting himself as the woman herself had appointed him. The Gemara. Tonu rabbonan hiskabel ligiti. The woman said to an agent, receive on my behalf the get. And the agent said that the agent said to the husband, your wife told me to receive the get on her behalf. Vehu omer holech v'tein lo. And the husband's reaction is, we have a couple of expressions. One is holech v'tein lo. The second possibility, zechi lo v'hiskabe lo. In either of these expressions, if the husband should want to back out after giving the get to the hands of the agent, he cannot back out. And we note, we wrote in between the lines, this opinion holds that the term holech is kizichi domi. That means that holech is not to be understood as convey, transport it unto her, but rather holech is take it on her behalf. On her behalf means instant divorce. Like it's as if the woman herself is receiving it when this agent takes it. But here we're focusing on the word holech. Holech kizechi dami. Zechi means accept it on such and so and so's behalf. It doesn't mean there's no expectation of conveying it unto her. It's the receipt of the shliach is like the woman herself receives it. Rabbi Nosson, Omer, we continue in the source. Holech v'tein lo rotzol achzor yachzor. Zechi lo v'skabel lo rotzol achzor lo yachzor. Here, Rabbi Nosson makes a distinction. Had the husband said holech v'tein lo, that does not mean instant divorce. It means conveyance, carry it unto her. She'll be divorced when it reaches her. So until that point, if the husband wants to back out, he can back out. Zechi lo or Iskabala, those are expressions that clearly mean take it on her behalf. It's not an expression of conveyance, and therefore if the husband wants to back out after the agent receives it, there is no backing out. Rabbi Oymer Bekulon im rotzo lachzor lo yachzor. Rabbi says in all of these expressions, whether it's holech v'tein lo, zechi lo, v'iskabala, he cannot back out. Notice we've dashed underline Imrot Salasu Lo Yosser. Compare this with the previous dashed underlining. Lotsu lo yafsu, it seems to be the same thing. Okay, let's continue. Avol im omar lo, e ef shi shetekabe lo elo holech v'tein lo. If the husband's reaction is, I can't make peace with your accepting it on her behalf, rather, convey it unto her. Rotsa lafsa yafsa. Then, you see the husband is clearly contrasting between the expression tiskat tekabel and holech. I can't accept your being a mekabel, an immediate receiver of it. Rather, convey it unto her. When I say immediate receiver, it means upon your receipt, she would be immediately divorced. That I can't accept. Rather, convey it. Then, rotsa lafsa yafsa. Then the husband wants to back out until the get gets to her, he has that right. The Gemara asks, Rebbe Hainu Tanakamo, is it not so that Rebbe is saying the same thing as the Tanakamo? The Tanakamo mentioned that all these expressions are tantamount to immediate acceptance, immediate divorce upon agent's receipt. Rebbe and the Tanakamo seem to be saying the same thing. The Gemara says, "E boy, same or E F she also shmina." You can say that. Look, they're not saying exactly the same thing. Reb, there's agreement. However, Rebbe is adding new information. The case of E F she, where the husband says explicitly, "I can't accept you as a shliach lekabola." Rather, holech v'tein lo. That's Rebbe's chiddush. That's what he's adding here. E boy, same or ha komashmon. Another possibility is the following. Man Tanakamo, Rebbe. The point of having Rebbe appear here is simply to tell us that who is the Tanakamo. We're giving a name to the Tanakama's opinion, namely, it is Rebbe. Ibaya Laho. Here we raise a question. The word Heloch, this is not to be confused with Holech. It's another word. Heloch, the Rebbe Nosson. According to Rebbe Nosson, who indicated that Holech means convey, and there is back out until it reaches her hand. What would Rebbe Nosson say about Heloch? Ki zechi domi is Heloch like zechi, meaning immediate divorce upon agent's receipt. Oy lav ki zechi domi, or it's not like zechi, and Heloch would be the same as Holech, take it and bring it to her. Toshma. Now you see a new marking on the side. We have as our Nosei / Mivne heading, the topic heading with a structural note combined. The house markings are Birur Shitas Rebbe Nosson, trying to clarify Rebbe Nosson's opinion, I Heloch Kizechi. Afalpi del Rebbe Nosson Holech Lav Kizechi Domi. Even though Rebbe Nosson takes a clear stand that Holech is not like Zechi, what about Heloch? So we go back to the Gemara. You might want to just survey the Gemara. You'll notice that we have a few of these house markings as you look at the upper part of Amud Beis. Hence the question, the discussion continues. Toshma. We read from the second line from the bottom of the Gemara. Ha'oimer hiskabo getze li'ishti. O'hoilech getze li'ishti. Rotzo lafzu yachzor. This is, once again, our Mishnah being quoted. Man says hiskabo getz el ishti or holech getz el ishti. If he wants to back out, he can back out. Ha'isha shamra hiskabo ligiti rotzalavzer lo yafzer. If the woman at the outset had said hiskabo ligiti, then the husband used one of these expressions, he would not be able to back out. The Gemara continues at the top of Amud Beis. My lav beheloch verebi noson. The Gemara at the Rashi at the top line, my lav beheloch kotoni ba. Should we not understand that in this source the husband would have said to the agent, Heloch, and this is in accordance with Rebbe Nosson, the polig beholech umode beheloch, who argues with regard to Holech, but would concede with regard to Heilach. So the Gemara is making an assumption here in trying to decide the question. It looks at the source, and had the woman, we said at the end of the source, had the woman said to the agent, accept the get on my behalf, had the husband wanted to back out, he wouldn't have been able to back out. Is it not so then that the husband said Heilach? The Gemara says, lo, the source is not talking about that. Rather, Beholech, Verebi. It's a source which has Holech. In fact, that's the, we'll say, the simple or almost obvious reading of the source, where the husband simply had said Holech. And in accordance with Rebbe, we know that a shliach likabola appointed by the woman, to whom the husband says Holech, Holech kizichi, and therefore no backing out. Toshma. We continue with another attempt to resolve the question. It says, Lefikochim omar lo habal. If the husband said to the agent, efshi shetekabel lo, elo holech v'tein lo, rotzo lachzor yachzor. Taimo diomar efshi. The reason that there is back out, the potential for backing out, is because the husband indicated, I can't accept you as a shliach lekabola. Ha lo omar efshi. Had the husband not indicated his displeasure with the agent being a shliach l'kabbalah, then there would be no backing out once the husband gives it to the agent. My love, beheloch, v'rebi nosan. Is this source not in fact referring to a case where the husband said to the agent, heloch, and this is in accordance with Rebbe Nosan? Lo. That's not what the source is talking about. Rather, beholech v'rebi. As we explained earlier, we see again that the source is not making any reference to heiloch. Toshma, holech get ze li'ishti, rotzo lachzor yachzor. Heiloch get ze li'ishti, rotzo lachzor lo yachzor. Well, in this source we have a clear distinction made between holech versus heiloch. Man shamis le diomar beholech rotzo lachzor yachzor. Whom have we heard to say that by using the word holech, the husband leaves open the back out possibility? Even though the woman had appointed the agent as a shliach lekabola, and the agent presented himself that way, we saw Rebbe Nosson saying that if the husband said holech, he can still back out. So this source that says holech leaves room for back out would be Rebbe Nosson. V'komar beheloch rosol afsor lo yafsor. And in the very same source, heloch is presented as an expression without back out. Shmamino heloch kizichi domi shmamino. So this would be conclusive that according to Rebbe Nosson, heiloch is different than holech, where a husband would say heiloch to a shliach lekabola, that would be instant divorce. As you see, we have a slash mark indicating that which follows is a new trend of thought. By the way, if you need to access marked Gemaras, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. On the side, we have a topic heading, Shitas Rav Beholech I Kizichi Domi. Number one, Beget. Number two, Bahzoras Chov Kaspi. Here we're going to focus on Shitas Rav. What does he hold with regard to the use of the word Holech in the context of get and in the context of paying back a financial debt? Two separate topics. What does holech mean? The Gemara, Itmar. Again, we have a case as we've seen before, Hiskabeli Giti, the woman said to an agent, receive on my behalf the get. And the shliach says, Vishlachomra Hiskabeli Giti, and the agent says to the husband, your wife said, accept on my behalf the get. V'luomer, holech v'tein la. And the husband's reaction is with those words, holech v'tein la. Omar Rebbe Abba, Omar Rav Huna, Omar Rav. Na se shluchoi ushlucha v'choileses. Rav says the agent is the husband's agent. He's the wife's agent. And if the husband would die, leaving no children, before the get reaches her, and there would be a surviving brother, there's no yibum, but chalitza, the shoe removal ceremony, which would then enable her to marry anyone she wants. This ruling on the part of Rav would seem to indicate that he's not sure. There's an element of doubt. In other words, you have a woman who presented herself as a shliach lekabbalah, and the agent said, I am a shliach lekabbalah, because that's what your wife had said. Does Rav say that there's instant divorce? Nope. He says that the agent works as the husband's agent and as the wife's agent with the ruling of choletzis in the event that the husband dies before the get gets to her. So the meimro de mesafka lei l'rav, are you saying then that Rav is in doubt? I holech kizichi domi, whether holech is like zichi, which would mean she's divorced immediately upon agent's receipt. I lav kizichi domi, or maybe it's not like zichi, and in the event that the husband dies before the get reaches her, she would be a widow. And a widow would be someone subject to the laws of chalitza. Well, is that the case then, that Rav is in doubt about the function of the word holech? V'oitmar, but we've seen Rav say in the following, holech mono leploni sheni chayev lo. Man claims that he is in debt to the tune of $100 to so-and-so. And he says to an agent, take the mona, take the 100, and to so-and-so, pay that I owe him. Oma, Rav. Rav says, Chayov bachri yusovim, bo lachzer eino chozer. Focusing on the second expression here, if the borrower, the mishaleach, the debtor, wants to back out, he cannot back out. Why? Because as soon as the agent received the money, it's a final deal. The creditor is said to have received his money. The first point that Rav made, Chayav Machriso, means that if anything happens to that money en route, the debtor will have to make good on it, because the creditor, the one to whom the money was owned, never said explicitly, send the money with the agent. But what we want to emphasize right now is what Rav says, in bo lafser eino chozer, on the heels of what? On the heels of the fellow saying, of the one who owed the money saying, holech mono leploni. So Rav's not in doubt. The Gemara explains, Hossam, the case you just cited with the debtor paying back the money, Suffolk Mamona Lakula. There really is a doubt. However, when it comes to money matters, we rule Lakula means we rule leniently. In other words, we can take a stand, leaving no doubt, so that we'll be lenient insofar as the receiver getting his money. That's because you're dealing with an area called Suffolk Mamona, a matter of doubt concerning monetary matters. Rashi adds on the upper part of the narrow line, Suffolk Mamona Lekula, V'hamotzi Mechavero, the one who is trying to get away from someone else, to extract from someone, Yodu Alatachtona, he's got the weaker position. Lefikach eino chozer. Therefore, there's no backing out. Once the money was given to the agent, so the borrower wants to back out, he can't back out. Yodo ala tachtona. That's with regard to money matters. Hacha, the Gemara goes on, Safek Isura. We're dealing with the question, is the woman divorced or not? With the husband saying, Holech, to a Shliach Likabola. And therefore we go, Lechumra. We impose stringency. One manifestation of that is we don't allow Yibum to take place because maybe she is divorced. So we say chaletzis, the shoe removal ceremony, in order to free her from being bound to the surviving brother. Omar Rav. Once again, you can see we have a new a trend of thought here. Ein ha'isha oisu shliach lekabel lo gita miyad shliach baila. This is a topic that we've seen in the past in this Masichta. We should also glance at the side of the Gemara before we go too much further. We have a topic heading. A machlokes amoroyim im isha yechodo limnois or lamanois shliach lekabel get miyad shaliach baila. A man appointed an agent to convey a get. Can the wife appoint an agent to receive the get from the agent of the husband? And we will also see shnei ta'amim lahasbir hadeya sheni yechila, two explanations behind the position that says that the woman cannot appoint an agent to receive the get from the agent of her husband. The nafkamina bein shnei ta'amim, also a practical difference between the two reasons that will be given. So let's read again. Shitas Rav, Omar Rav, Ein Ho Isha Isha Shlech Lekabel Lo Gita Miyad Shliach Bailo. A woman cannot appoint an agent to receive the get from the agent made by the husband, appointed by the husband to convey the get. Rabbi Chanina, Omar Isha Isha Shlech Lekabel Lo Gita Miyad Shliach Bailo. Rabbi Chanina disagrees. He says a woman can appoint an agent to receive the get from the agent of the husband. My time of the Rav. Why is Rav restrictive? Now we said two reasons. These are both ideas that we've seen earlier in the Masechta. One approach is bizayon debal. The husband can get the feeling of disparagement where when he sees that the woman herself is not receiving the get, it's as if it's beneath, well, through the husband's eyes, it's as if it's beneath her dignity to receive it from the husband's agent. That's disparaging. The Rashi on the upper part of the narrow lines, Mishum Bizayan Debal, Kosovor, the husband can think, would get to thinking, Kalosi Bi'eneha, Kalosi, Kal means light, means insignificant, I am so insignificant in her eyes, She'enu Mekablosoi Ba'atzma, but she's not accepting the get on her own, rather she's appointing some agent for that, the Ilu Ki Ovda, the Kabul Miyana Baal. This is a side point, but it's a had the woman appointed a shliach lekabola. Oh, so again, she's not receiving the get, but yet the get is good in those cases because ain kan chashash zondah yodav lo kope. There, the husband is giving the get directly to her agent. So where the husband is giving the get to her agent, you can't say that the husband feels a sense of disparagement. He's deciding to give him the get, so that's different. But where the husband had appointed an agent to convey the get, and she doesn't accept it herself, but rather she appoints an agent to receive on her behalf, the husband can feel a sense of belittlement. The second pshat that Gemara gave was Chatzer Bor Liachar Mikan. We look at Rashi, who will give a very thorough explanation. Mishum Chatzer Bor Lo Liachar Mikan. Liachar, what does that mean? Chatzer is a courtyard that reaches her after the husband had placed a get in someone's courtyard, which was then subsequently acquired by the woman with the get in it. Liachar shenosan lo habal haget b'chotzer shel achirim. After the husband would have placed the get in a courtyard belonging to others, kon osoi, the woman purchased that courtyard with her get in it. Tahu lav gito haved. That would not be an effective divorce. Even though the chotzer is hers now because she just bought it, and we know that things that a chotzer acquires on behalf of its owner, things that are placed in someone's courtyard, become owned by the owner of the courtyard. What's the problem here? Deboinon venosan biyodob. Oh, bechatzero, this rabboi miyodob. The Torah requires that the husband places the get in her hand, or in her chotzer, which is derived from the word yodav, which Pasuk says, v'nosan biyodav. V'zeh, in the case we described of the husband placing the get in someone else's courtyard, which she subsequently acquired, that i.e. the courtyard, v'zeh b'shosh v'nosan, this, in that case where the husband placed the get in the courtyard, lohoya chotzer shelo, the chotzer, the courtyard was not hers, v'gazrinon, and we rule shelo yikabel shaliach isha miyad shliach bailo. Here's Rashi's tying in our case of the woman's shliach receiving from the husband's shliach as being not good, not acceptable. Why not? We make a gzeira that the shliach of the woman shall not receive from the shliach of the man, mishum didomi leha shekodam habalu moser liat shliach. Here, you notice the analogy. Because it's like the husband having given it first to his agent. V'acharkach osto hi shaliach lekablo. And then the woman made, after the husband had put it in the possession of, put it in the possession of the agent, his agent, then she makes an agent to receive it from the husband's agent. People will say, well, a chotzer, when the husband puts the get into that courtyard, it's his agent. The courtyard, though an inanimate object, or an inanimate entity, is nevertheless viewed like his agent. And when she buys that chotzer, nasa chotzer atzmo shlucha, then that very chotzer becomes like her agent. And we said that when the husband places a get in an actual chotzer that's not hers, it's ineffective because it's not v'nosan biyoda, which includes chatzera. So just to go over this last point, we'll call it the double shaliach case. If we would say that's effective, it would lead one to think that you can have a husband putting it in someone else's chutzner that she would subsequently acquire. We turn back to the Gemara. My binayhu. What is the difference between these explanations within Shitas Rav as to why the wife shall not appoint the shliach to receive the get from the shliach by law, from her husband's agent? We have two reasons. What's the difference between them? Ika binayu de kodmo ihi v'shavi shliach meikora. Imagine where she made the agent first. If in that case, you don't have the problem of chotzer abor liachar mikan, because the problem of chotzer abor liachar mikan was a case where the husband put it, where the husband appointed the shliach first, to parallel it to the case of the husband putting it in a chotzer that was not hers. So if she made the agent first, it's not parallel to that analogy of the chotzer bo liachamikan. However, there still is the issue of bizoyan habal, where the husband understands that she is not receiving the get herself, but it's through an agent of hers. We continue in the Gemara. Hu gava d'shoda l'gita l'dvisa. There was a man that sent a divorce document to his wife. Dvisa means his wife. Ozal shlicha ashra ki yasav kolisha. The shlicha means the agent went and found her kneading dough. Omar lo, the agent said, hey loch gitech, here's your get. Omro le, lehevei biyodach. And the woman says, that literally means, let it remain in your hands, but it means, you're holding the get, you be a shliach lekabola. Let it be in your hands, and your receipt of it would be my divorce. Omar Rav Nachman, im isa lederebi chanina, avdi ba uvda. If I would know that the halacha follows Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Chanina, just look up a few lines, you can see, he was not concerned with the issue of chatzeira habal liachar mikan. He said that a woman can appoint a shliach to receive from the husband's shliach. So Rav Nachman says, had I known that we would paskin, we would rule like Rabbi Chanina, avdi ba'uvda means I would have ruled that she would be divorced. Because what happened over here? The agent was an agent to convey the get, so he's a shliach l'holacha. And then he becomes an agent, so what you're having is, it's true it's the same man, but it's an agent that was a shliach l'holacha, becoming an agent of Kabbalah. And as far as Rabbi Chanina was concerned, shliach to shliach is okay. So Rav Nachman says, if I would have known that we rule like Rabbi Chanina, I would have paskened, I would have ruled that she's divorced. Omar le Rava, v'enisa le Rabbi Chanina avdis ba'uvda. And had you known that we paskened like Rabbi Chanina, you would have ruled uvdas to avdis ba'uvda, means to issue a ruling. And in this context, you would have ruled she's divorced. Forgetting about, even if we rule like Rabbi Chanina, but here in this specific case, there's an additional problem. Remember we said it's two shluchim in one man. It's not really a handoff of shliach l'halacha to a separate shliach l'kabbalah. It's the same man that conveyed the get. She says to him, listen, you know, you're holding the get already, let your holding be acceptance on my behalf. There's a problem, a separate problem, and the Gemara articulates Holo Chazra Shlichus Eitzel Habal. There's a rule in agency, and the rule of agency says that when an agent completes his task, he has to have the potential at that point to report back to the one that appointed him. In this case, the agent was appointed by the husband to be a shliach le halacha, but before he has a chance to even go back to the husband and say, well, I brought it to the destination, he himself, that agent, becomes an agent of shliach lekabbalah. So you did not have an interim period with regard to his roles as an agent in which to report back his first agency. And therefore, it's not a legitimate agency. We'll take a look at the Rashi. Across from here says, a couple lines up, lo chazer shliach eitzel habal, shliach shechazer v'nasa shliach l'mi shenishtaleach lo, a shliach that that changes and becomes a shliach for the one unto whom he was sent, nitak mishluch serishon ad shelo hoyelo sheus lachzer eitzel shochel v'lomar asisi shlichuscha. He's removed from his first role of agency, put into a new role of agency before he had a chance to report back and say to the one that sent him, I carried out your mission. An active agency that doesn't have that potential of reporting completion of agency before becoming something else, so that's not called shlichus. It's not an effective agency. So Rava says to Rav Nachman, even if we would have ruled like Rabbi Hanina, agent handing off to agent is okay, not so over here. Shochu lekamei de Rabbi Ami. The case was sent to Rabbi Ami, sholach lu, lo chosu shlichus etzel abal. Rabbi Ami accepted what he rules like Rava's objection, and therefore there would be no divorce. Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, when presented with this case, he says, you know, we've got to look into it. A few days later, they sent the question again to him. Omar and Rabbi Chiya reacted. He says, Kohani Shochu Lov, Asli, why are you sending this question to me so many times? Kihechi the Mesafka Lahu Ladidhu, Hachanami Mesafka Lon Ladidon, just like you have a doubt. I have a doubt. Havi Dover Sheb Erva. We're dealing with matters that are related to Erva, to prohibited relations. Issues dealing with the marital status of a woman. Is she still married? Is she divorced? Falls under the realm of Dover Sheb Erva. But Dover Sheb Erva, Choletzes. And in a case like this, if the husband would die, she would have to do chalitza with the surviving brother. When you say choletzes, Rashi, by the way, has a girsa, choletzes velo misyabemes. So that we would be ruling stringently. So it's an issue of doubt, and when it comes to a dover sheberva, matters of morality and marital status, we take the stringent approach. Chalitza, yes, but not allow her to marry the husband's surviving brother. Havi Uvda, there was a case like this with a shliach that was sent to bring the get to the woman. The woman says, oh, you just keep it as my shliach likabola. V'as Rav Yitzchok bar Shmuel bar Marta, and Rav Yitzchok ruled that we require here get the chalitza. Now this is very difficult to understand. We get the chalitza. Tarti means two things that are essentially contradictory. Which means, if you're going to require her to receive a get, she's then divorced. She's divorced. There's no chalitza. A divorced woman is no longer connected to the husband. And if you say chalitza, that's an indication that the husband died. So a dead man doesn't divorce his wife. So what is how are we to understand Rabbi Yitzchok's ruling? Get v'chalitza. If, as we said, if there's a get, why is there any need for chalitza? The Gemara answers: get mechayim. This woman unto whom the get was sent under these, we'll say, questionable agency circumstances, we would require another get to be delivered to her in a proper way, mechayim, if the husband is still alive. If the husband is not still alive, then we will say v'chalitza li'achar misa. If he died without giving her a new get, so she dies with the status of a safek almona, and as a possible widow, the laws of Yibum take over. If there's, of course, the first husband died without any children, and there's a surviving brother, but we won't allow her to marry the surviving brother. Therefore, we require chalitza. We continue with a new point. Ahi dahavi koru lo nefasa. There was a woman whose name was Nefasa. Ozul sadi kosuv tafasa. Witnesses that were told by the husband, write up a get and give it to her. They wrote the name mistakenly. Instead of Nefasa, they wrote tafasa. The question that this sugya deals with is, what about the Edom correcting the situation. They, on the one hand, they carried out their mission by writing a get. They wrote the wrong name. And names in Gittin are binding. In other words, you have to, if it's not a correct name, it's not an effective get. Before we go further in the Gemara, you'll notice in the Gemara text itself, we have triangles with double underlines. On the side, under the Nosei / Mivneh heading, we've written Deos. We are going to see a number of opinions. Mosai Amrinon, when can it be said, Asu Edim Shlichusam? You notice that we have that expression double underlined in the Gemara, that the witnesses or the agents have finished their agency. We speak about Edim because the husband asked the get to be written and given to the woman. Forget to be written up and given to the woman, you have to have two witnesses. So do we say that the witnesses, at what point do we say witnesses, we could refer to them as agents, have completed their agency? Edim she nisbakshu lachin get ulesita leisha. Agents that were requested to write a get and give it to the woman. V'to b'shem, one possibility is a mistake was made with regard to the name. Kosvu v'nev aluf neishin osno, another possibility is they wrote up the get, but it got lost before they gave it to her. Haim oisum eidin yichun lochin get sheni. Can those very witnesses, i.e. agents, prepare a second get? So that in, let's say in abstract terms, or in general terms, we're analyzing at the legal longevity of one's appointment of agency. At what point do we say the agency, the original agency, has come to an end, and from that point onwards, those very people are like total strangers to the case and would be ineffective? The Gemara. We're dealing, once again, just to review, with the case of a get with the wrong name that had, which had been prepared, a get that had been prepared with witnesses signing it with a wrong name. The Gemara, Omar Rav Yitzo Bar Shmuel Bar Marta Mishmei de Rav. By the way, name-wise, you can see two lines ago, we had Rav Yitzo Bar Shmuel Bar Marta as well. Here we have him quoting Rav. Asu Aidim Shlichusan. These witnesses that prepared the get with the mistaken name are finished. They're no longer licensed to write a second get properly. Maskif lo rabo. Rabbas, how can you say? How can you say that the agents have finished their shlichus? Mikomer lohu, did the original charge of agency say, Kselvu chasbav avalah, write up a shard and give it to her? What they wrote up was worthless. A get with the wrong name is chaspa. Chas means it's like a shard, something of no value. Their original charge was not to prepare something of no value. So have they finished what they were supposed to do by having written a mistaken get? No, they didn't finish their agency. Elo oma rabo. Vadai ikosuv sadi gitam alya fa ovad. If you had witnesses that prepared a proper get and they got lost before giving it to her, asu edim shlichusan, then we would say that the witnesses have finished their agency and they're no longer licensed to write up a replacement get. Maskif lo Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman challenges Rabbo and says, mi komar luhu, did the husband tell them, ksovu hisfu v'anchua b'kisaychu? Did he charge them, write up again and put it in your pockets? Of course, it's a turn of phrase, but that wasn't their charge, to just simply write up a get and that's the end of their task. Rather, their task was to write up a get and see to it that it's delivered to the woman. And as long as that hasn't been completed, they're still licensed to function in their agency. Elo Omar Rav Nachman. Kaisvin v'noisin afilu me'apomim. They'll write up again. It's an expression, and write and give it even 100 times, that they write and write and write, even if it's, it takes 100 times till they finally write a get up that's delivered to the wife. So their agency, in as far as Rav Nachum is concerned, until the proper kosher get is delivered to the woman, their agency will not have expired. Bar mine Rava Rav Nachman. Rava asks, Kisvu utnu l'shliach mahu. We take a look at the Rashi. The Rashi that we're looking at, you will find on the first wide line under the Gemara text, Kisvu utnu l'shliach. There's a husband that tells witnesses, write up again and give it to my agent, l'shliach sheli shemonisi, to the agent that I appointed. V'chein asu, and they wrote up a get and gave it to the agent that the husband appointed. V'avad v'derech, and en route the get got lost. Mi aminan asu kol shlichusam v'nestalku. Do we say the witnesses finished their agency and they're out, they're removed, they're out of the picture? Oh, Dilma, Rashi goes on, hi, Nami, this case too, ad shiyavo get liodav, it is garish, asa'an shluchim lichtov. The husband appointed them to write up a get and keep writing up a get until the point she's actually divorced. And the fact that there was a request to give it to an agent, as far as the people that he asked to write up the get, he was concerned with saving them from the trouble, the hassle of bringing it to her, and therefore the appointment of the agent is a technicality in this story. We go back to the Gemara. So this was Rava's question. Rav Nachman, we'll read again. Bar minei Rava Rav Nachman kisvu utnu l'shliach. And they did so. These witnesses wrote up a get, gave it to the husband's agent, but it got lost. The get got lost before it reached the woman. Mahu. Saluki solik lahu. Are the witnesses finished out of the picture? Odilma letircha didu chayesh or? Do we say that the husband was simply concerned with troubling them, the ones that wrote up the get, to go all the way to the woman? But as long as the get has not been delivered to her, they are still empowered to write a second get. Omar le Ravino le Ravashi. But you note that the question was raised, and here we go into another question. Ravina asks Ravashi, V'yolich lo mahu teku. In order to appreciate this rather terse piece of Gemara, we continue with the Rashi where we left off. Third wide line under the Gemara. Amar le Ravina Rashi v'yolich lo mahu im timtzel omer b'hach de lo omer elo kisvu utnu l'shliach. If you conclude regarding the previous issue, question of write up a get, he says to two fellows, write up a get and give it to my agent. V'im kosvu v'nosnu lo v'yavad. And they did so, gave it to him, and it got lost. The osu shlichusam, daha kol ma shetzivam gomru v'yasu. If you conclude in that case that they are really finished, and though the get was lost, they cannot write up a new one. Hachamai, in this case, what would be the din? Mi amrinon kevan diomar kisvu utnu l'shliach v'yolich la. Asa'on shluchim lachse v'lichtav ad shigia v'yoda. From the fact that the husband, in his instructions to the witnesses to write up the get, he says, write it up, give it to my agent, v'yolichla. Those are two added words, and see to it that it gets to her. In the very same case where they gave it to the agent and it got lost, do we say that here too they're finished? Or by the fact that he added the Yolich Law, he empowers them to continue to write a replacement get until it gets to her. The Gemara does not answer these questions, says Teku, it remains unresolved. So as you can see, we've had the last section of Gemara dealt with the general issue of how long does one's status of agent remain in power. Continuing in the Gemara, Reb Shimon Gamliel Af Oimer Tul Li Giti Imrotza Lafsar Lo Yafsar. Gemara mentions, brings a quote of Tanaic source with additional expressions. In the Mishnah, we saw Reb Shimon Gamliel add this Tul Li as an expression of Kabbalah. So if a husband, if a woman had appointed a Shliach Le Kabbalah, and she did so by using the expression Tul Li Giti, and the husband gives it to that agent, he can no longer back out. Now we turn to the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, Tul Li, Vesa Li, Viehe Li Biodcha, Kulon Loshon Kabbalah Hein. Any of these expressions would indicate that the woman, if she used any one of these expressions, is appointing the agent as a shliach l'kabbalah. Before we conclude, let us remind you that if you wish to be in touch with us in order to access marked Gemaras, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.